You want to sign a tip? Can I get you to hold, please?
Sure.
Hello, I'm just waiting for the system to load. Our system is having some issues today, so I'm just waiting for it to load up.
Okay, ma'am, I have had a customer who called in for roadside assistance. I am actually with the customer service center. I have been on hold with you guys for 23 minutes. He was on hold with y'all and he said that you could not find his information and that he did not have a road policy. He in fact does, and I'd like to get that set up and then get him back on the phone to speak with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am, that's understandable. Well, like I said, our system is down. It's not down, but it's being updated. So it's going really, really slow. That is the reason why you guys are having to wait so long.
Okay. Can I get him on the line do you need to pull up his
yes,
information?
Ma'am.
Can I give you his information?
We actually been having trouble today with horsemen all day. So I'm going to go ahead and get all his information. Then we're going to go talk to the supervisor so we can get it overrided. And we're going to have to get some information from you as well.
Okay. I have all of his information.
Can I have his first and last name, please?
Tyrell Heggins, T-Y-R-E-L-L, Heggins, H-E-G-G-I-N-S.
And what is his callback number?
His callback number is 757-576-3080.
All right, just 1 second.
Okay.
And what's that policy number?
The policy number is 458-622-9830.
Do you have that VIN number?
I do have the VIN number. Hold on just one second. Let's see. Where is it? Okay. 3GCPCTEC3EG33404. I think that's the longest course of letters and numbers that rhyme that I've ever seen in my life. When you have enough information that you can get him a tow, let me get him back on the line so he can talk to you, okay?
No, ma'am. You have to stay on the line. I have to get more information from you because it's not pulling up in the system.
Okay.
Just one second.
Okay.
How much is this customer covered for?
$150 per tow.
And what is your name?
My name is Lisa. Do you need my last name?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You must be having a heck of a day, huh?
Yes, ma'am. We are. It's just hard. Today, none of the horsemen are coming up. So the insurance agent are having to call in and verify it for them. So I know that's very bad on their end as well.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for being so patient and taking care of us anyway. We've had a few states where we've had to up the tow rate, but I don't see anything recent for Virginia, so.
All right, just go ahead and transfer him over so I can get all his information and put it in the system. We can go ahead and get someone out to pick up that vehicle.
Fantastic. Thank you, Darren. What is your name?
Ambricia.
Hi, Ambricia. Thank you so much. Hold on just a second. Let me get him on the line.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day. Hello?
Ambricia? Hi, I have Tyrell on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Lisa, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Yes.
Do you have the plan letter or the producer code?
The plan letter or producer code?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that for like
it should be on his policy. She just told me to ask you, did you have the plan letter or producer?
Okay, let's see. I see that he has a road service claim. I'm looking at his ID cards right now. If you, I don't know what that would be under, but I will pull up all of the documents on his account and make sure that if it's on there, you can have it.
All right, just go ahead and try to get that because they're requesting it.
Can you ask them where that might be found, what the producer code is? I've never even heard of that, so I'm not sure where to look, but I'm pulling up all of their documents, so if they could guide me, that would be phenomenal.
All right, just ask her, does she know where it can be found?
Thank you. I think we just renewed your policy, didn't we? Let me just see here. No, you renewed back in October, so that's fine.
All right, if you don't have it, that's okay. Fine.
I have, let me pull this up here. It's opening up now. I have the renewal notice and auto policy number, auto policy, transaction date, policy number. I'm going through the actual insurance documents right now.
Okay, that's fine. She said if you don't have it, it's fine. We can just go ahead and still set him up and get someone out to help him.
That would be preferable, yes, that he
yes,
get help.
Ma'am.
That would be fantastic.
All right, well, can I have that home address that's on file?
1436 Woodside Court, South.
And what's that city and state?
WOOD. Chesapeake, Virginia, 23320.
You said Chesapeake?
Chesapeake, Virginia. Yes, ma'am. Chesapeake.
And what was that zip code?
That is 23320. Okay, I have a towing and labor cost coverage for Virginia. Do you want to take that number in case that's what they're looking for?
No, you said he was covered for 150, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so that's all we should need. It's fine if you don't know. I think they just were requesting it just to put that document, but it's okay.
Well, let me. This is a number that says it's for towing and labor costs, so that may be what you're looking for if you want to write it down just in case.
What does it say?
CC-AOIVA7.
No, that's not the correct number. The producer code and the plan letter is like use like two numbers, like it's like two letters that's by itself, and then it's usually like another full of numbers. But it's fine. He don't need
okay.
It. It'll
all right.
Be okay.
I'm just looking through the policy.
All right. And what's the year and make of that vehicle?
That is a 2014 Chevy Silverado.
And what color is it?
Tyrell, what color is your car?
It's black.
All right. Just 1 second.
I'm going to get this man a tow truck if it kills me. Don't make me come to Virginia and pull that truck by myself. Those kind of threats work really well on professors in college. I'm just saying. I threatened one to sit outside his classroom the entire semester and moan loudly if he didn't let me in. So. Persistence pays off, I've heard.
Yeah, most definitely.
So you're an administrator. What do you actually do, Tyrell?
Well, I'm under my grandmother's account.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why does he need service today? He need a tow for mechanical issues?
Again?
You need a tow for mechanical issues?
Yes.
Does the vehicle shift out of park?
You said, does it shift out of park?
Yes, sir. Would it go into neutral?
Yes.
Is the vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Two-wheel.
You said what wheel?
Two-wheel.
All right. Is this service a result of an accident?
No. Thank you.
where are the keys to the vehicle? You have the keys, right? And will you be on scene whenever the tow truck arrives to you?
I can meet him back there where the truck is at.
All right.
Whenever he gets there.
All right, and where's the vehicle located?
It's 1401 Greenbrier Parkway. It's a mall. It's in front of the JCPenney store.
You said 1401 Greenbrier Parkway, and you said, where is it?
It's a mall in front of JCPenney, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23320.
What parking lot is it in?
You said by the JCPenney?
JCPenney side. Yeah.
Do you know it's in the front, back, or the side?
In the back.
By JCPenney in the back, correct?
Yes.
How long is it going to take the tow truck to get there, darling?
I'm still putting the information in the system. Our system is currently updating, okay. So it is a little slow today.
Okay. I mean, Tyrell's pretty young. He's got a lot of his life left for him. You're allowed to drive, born in 1995?
Yeah, of course. Not that young.
It's pretty young. Or maybe I'm just that old. I don't really know. We were in a meeting this morning, and the girl was like, we had to describe like our favorite vacation. And one of my classmates was like, oh yeah, when I took my mom on her 50th birthday a couple years ago. And I was like, okay, I'm 54. Please don't tell me I'm old enough to be your mom. Please, please, please don't do that. And I was like, oh no. Getting old is not for wimps. Let me just assure you of that, okay? In case you were wondering. Well, I just want you to know that you are 10 years older than my daughter. And if my daughter needed a tow, I hope that somebody would be right there for her, making sure that she got taken care of. So. I will be protective of you in your grandmother's stead. How's that?
Appreciate that.
Because you know who you don't want to have calling.
Exactly.
I don't want your grandma calling me and saying, hey, yeah, my grandbaby is sitting there needing a tow and can't get one. That's not the phone call I ever want to get. Ever.
Exactly. I don't want to have her give me that call.
No, do not put her on the phone. Do not put her on the phone. Because grandmas have that righteous indignation. Oh, my gosh. Your grandmother was born a year after me. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, don't get... Okay, I am acting in his grandmother's stead, okay? That's who I am. Yeah, I can see that stuff. I pulled it up just to look, just to see. Is Donna your grandma?
No, that's my mother.
Oh, okay. All right. So your mom's a year older than me. Okay. Younger. I don't know how parents do it. Like the thought of my like daughter going out into the world.
Right.
And someone being mean to her is like, no. We're not going to do that. I had somebody tell me one time that when he was growing up, you know, he's always like, oh yeah, I'd die for this person. I'd die for that person, you know, and then he had a child. And he was like, I will kill for that person.
Right. Yeah,
which is a little different, you know. I will absolutely spend the rest of my natural life in jail. You darn right. Do not hurt my baby girl.
Definitely that says.
Also, let me apologize ahead of time in case a pigeon falls on my head and I scream. It's okay. She was pushed. So. I have the luxury of working from home. And so I've chosen, I get to choose who my coworkers are, right?
Right.
I have chosen pigeons. They're quiet. They're soft. They don't bite, which is a lot better than I can say for some of my former coworkers. Let me tell you that. Yeah. So.
I get it. I get
it. What do you do?
I'm a truck driver now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get to pick who you work with too, right? Do you got a chihuahua in your truck or something?
No, I don't have a dog with me driving.
Cat, what you got? What you got? Everybody's got a little furry friend in their trucks, man.
I'm just by myself now.
Oh, no.
Might start taking the dog out.
Yeah, you spend too much time with yourself, you start getting weird, you know. So make sure that got somebody to body check you, right?
Right, exactly.
I'm thinking arthritic hamsters are running their systems over there. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, the ones that are going to tell you their arthritis is acting up. those are the hamsters running their machines.
A little update over there. So.
We would like to be too informed. Keep the mystery alive, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, so it's been 53 minutes, at least 53 minutes since this started. That's crazy, and I am so sorry, sir.
I've been trying since like 3 something, probably before that.
I am so sorry.
Right.
I don't know if she has all the information from you and can let you go or what is going on, but
yeah.
I am so sorry it has taken this long, sir. You are a valued part of Horace Mann, just so you know.
Thank you.
And where will the vehicle be getting dropped off to?
Do you need an address for it?
Yes, sir.
Is 3330 North Military Highway, Norfolk, Virginia, 23518.
It's 333 North Military Highway in Norfolk, Virginia.
3330
North Military Highway. All right, so I'm going to reach out to the service provider and someone will give you a call or a text with an estimated ETA when they are on the way to you.
Okay.
All right, and I'm so sorry about that wait, and I hope you do have a great day.
You're all set, Tyrell. Okay, thank you so much, darling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And Tyrell, if you have any issues, please give us a call back. I have also emailed our road service.